T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Spend some time with our friends Danny Parkins and Matt Spiegel.
Yes.
Afternoons on the Score.
All right, so let's hear from Rick Hahn, who addressed the media ahead of the home series starting and Liam Hendricks' return, and had some interesting things to say about evaluating the team around Memorial Day.
The fact that we haven't played the way we feel we're capable of on a consistent basis is probably the biggest challenge. You're absolutely right that first sort of marking post is Memorial Day, and we're probably going to have a similar conversation around the 4th of July about where things sit and where things go. I think the frustration we all felt in April, we haven't completely rinsed ourselves of. We know that this team is capable of performing a thing at a level we saw glimpses of over the last 4 weeks, but not enough consistency. So that's what we're looking for going forward. Again, it's trending better, but not to the level that we need it to.
That's honest in terms of it trending better, but not to what they need. There have been times, there have been stretches where you're like, oh, look at that. They're playing pretty clean in terms of, you know, defense and fundamentals and having good at-bats and stuff like that.
And good stretches from starters.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. Some good stretches from starters. Giolito crap in the bed in Detroit was rough. And then and the bullpen has been real good too. But overall, there's just like there hasn't been enough consistency. And that early start just stank, man. It just put so much stink over the whole thing. It's really, really difficult to get that out of your bloodstream and your mindset.
Well, that's kind of what I was talking about in the last segment, though. Like, it's weird, the sequencing of it. The Cubs are 23-30. Now, that's obviously better than what, 22-34?
Yeah, White Sox 12-500,
and the Cubs 7-500, but both real bad. But it just, it feels to me anyway, as someone who just deals with it 20 hours a week and is on the internet and watches both teams every night, it feels like the Cubs are being treated like they are much better because they started hot. Like, first impressions just have lasted a little bit.
I think they're being treated because the first impressions lasted, because they're clearly a bunch of, like, good, solid vets, and because a lot of them we haven't known. Like, as you're watching these White Sox, it's some of the very same guys failing in ways that we watched them fail last year and in the second half. So this is a new batch of Cubs that you start to wonder, oh, are they better than what it seems? And I do think some of them are.
I do too. That's the frustrating thing about the Cubs. The run differential, the Pythagorean win expectation, like, you know what I mean? All that, like, little stuff that would suggest that they should probably be a little bit better than they are hasn't been there, which is what is clouding the issue of, and the fact that a bullpen should be able to be fixed and has been good the last couple of years.
Uh-huh.
But it's hard for me to watch these games with as much confidence as I see, or I guess saw. It's gotten pretty negative recently. But that I heard from a lot of Cubs fans early in the year and even after the first month of the season, which is, man, I don't trust dudes that they're going to give the ball to. I just simply do not trust enough guys who are going to be pitching in basically all of these games right. for the Cubs.
Yeah, but, you know, a bad bullpen makes things look and seem even worse than they are.
Yeah.
And
yes.
And that was happening for the White Sox at the start. That bullpen was horrific, and we talked about it a lot. Now, the bullpen has gotten a lot better, and a lot of people have settled in, and here comes Liam to hopefully elevate it even further. And meanwhile, the Cubs bullpen is absolutely in the trash. Like Matt Mervis, I believe...
Not looking great.
Well, but
super early, he'll be fine.
Some of the peripherals are still looking okay. Some of the hard hits
stats. Hits the ball hard.
He still is hitting the ball hard.
Yeah.
The plate discipline got a little better there, and then it started to get a little bit worse, and it's... But he has not come up and raked in full like some hoped he would, and certainly like I hoped he would. But I think there's more there. I definitely think there's more there.
Well, there better be more there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. There better be more there. And I'm sure there is. I think that there is. Just when we talk about the Cubs in particular, there's like you go around the diamond and it's like, well, this is the guy there. This is the guy there. This is the guy there.
Uh-huh.
They can upgrade. It's not just third base. Where they can stand to upgrade. They might have to not be completely wed to all of these guys at these various positions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Yan Gomes started out like a house of fire offensively, but he has settled back into being himself and what he is, and Barnhart can't hit. You love the defense of both those guys, but can you live with that for long term as a catcher? You have to get offensive performance everywhere else if you're going to live with that as a catcher.
Suzuki, I think, is finally playing like he was supposed to. Slash line has been great. Mm. Hap obviously can play better. He's been in a horrific slump. Dansby and Nico, for the most part, have been as advertised, but you haven't gotten enough from the corners, right? Infield and outfield. Saya finally has started to play to that level, for sure. But from three-fourths of the corners, first base, third base, left field, right field, you haven't gotten it.
And in terms of your perception, like, some of it is also just based on the fact that Wrigley is fun and pretty and full and good vibes over there, even as the games are going on. So
yeah.
Does some of that play into the difference in perception as well?
Well, I also think that yes, I think it always does in this town.
Yes.
But I also think that expectations. Cubs were supposed to be building towards something and are underachieving a little bit of it. White Sox, window supposed to be wide open, falling way short of expectations.
Yeah.
Maddeningly frustrating. A bunch of people are going to get fired.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge difference.
And I think overall it's just like it's supposed to be a bonus year perhaps on the north side.
But it's not going to be.
And it's as the window closes on the south side.
Right.
And it is closing.
What did you say you had when I said about the team that was going to win the next title? And I would still say it's the Cubs because of resources, opportunity within the division, and organizational health.
But then you mentioned the other one, which I know you dream of more than anything in the world.
Yeah, I want the Bears to have a franchise quarterback. It would be amazing.
You want that more than anything.
That Super Bowl would be my Super Bowl.
Yeah. If the Bears were in the Super Bowl, that would be your Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a good offense, especially. Like an actual... Because if you go to the Super Bowl with a great offense and a great quarterback, you could go to 10 Super Bowls.
Danny, as I've entered into this particular phase of my life, maybe you've noticed, I find myself on islands in the month of January whenever possible. Of late...
I have noticed.
January and February... find myself going on a vacation. Last year, it ended up, I think, four times I went somewhere sunny. It was outrageous.
And normally, we don't know until like a week before.
Well, that's an issue I'm trying to clean up. To your point, Shane, I'm trying to be better, I'm trying to be more proactive, trying to be a better teammate in that regard. So I'm talking with my brother about the Dominican Republic this coming January and trying to look at the schedule. We want to take our dad down there one more time. And maybe it's not the last time, but... thought last year might have been the last time, but he's still feeling pretty good. So, you know, so my brother's like, well, how about that first week in January? So I looked at the old NFL schedule.
Oh, Packers. I know the NFL schedule by heart.
Week 18.
But not ahead of time.
Not ahead of time. I've made up for it by memorizing it.
He's memorized it since he came out.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
No, it's not the same thing, but I got you.
So
January 7th, Packers.
Week 18 against the Packers is January 7th.
December 10th,
Lions. I can't go. I can't go that week. I said to my bro, no way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Bears-Packers is going to be big at that point.
Week 8 at Chargers.
And then he said, what about the next week? And I'm like, This is when I realized, well, Bob, brother Bob, there's a chance those Bears are in the playoffs. And if the Bears are in the playoffs, hell no, I can't go. And I realized last year...
Solo playoff shows?
Oh, God, you'd be so happy. I was able to plan my January vacations last year knowing full well there was no chance the Bears were going to be in the playoffs. That was a freedom that, frankly, I do not have anymore. So he's like, how about the third week of January? I'm like, I can't say. Maybe the Bears are... And then he's like, well, how about the first week of February? I say, well, that's between Championship Sunday and the Pro Bowl. But then if the Bears are in the Super Bowl, that is still a big week for us. So, like,
yeah, I'd say so.
I think so. So I don't think that I can be traveling. And I told him I think February is a much better month for travel for me for the next several years.
Wow.
Because let's dream of that. For us, that there's no way I'm leaving during a Bears playoff run. And I have to treat travel possibilities as with such kid gloves at this point, don't I?
How quickly would Tanny and I do a murder-suicide if Danny was doing solo playoff shows? Tanny and I would be taking cyanide back here,
I'll run the board.
That is
shot to the temple and a pill to the throat.
Harsher than necessary.
No.
That reference was harsher than necessary.
They did it in the Hunger Games.
Then they had the berries and they survived.
I think that's beautiful that you are already thinking that you can't take a trip in February, early February,
yes,
because we will be doing pre-Super Bowl Bears programming.
There's a possibility.
I mean, yeah, there's a possibility. I would say you're probably very safe.
To book travel in the first week of February?
Between Championship Sunday and Super Bowl Sunday.
That's what I was...
I think you are very safe.
Disagree.
You think you should wait for the week? The week after the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What if it's a parade?
You never know, dude. Robert Tunyon's here.
But, I mean, you do the week after, you're going to miss the parade?
Of the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl parade.
So now I'm into late February.
That's what I'm saying.
And we got problems. Spring training starts to arrive here.
I think the Dominicans are always playing baseball.
That's true.
It's literally the only thing they do. You're good. You can go whenever.
Did you just go from the Super Bowl to spring training?
I did.
You can miss spring training shows, man.
What? Nope.
I promise you can.
But if maybe I need to come off the bench and do some games alone.
That's true. While Ron Coomer's
on a flight.
Yeah. No, your Super Bowl is filling in for Zach on spring training baseball. My Super Bowl is when the Bears are in the Super Bowl with the franchise quarterback.
Whose Super Bowl is more fun? No,
that's true. That's a good point. I hadn't considered it that way. So you are maybe more optimistic about the Bears than me? I don't think that can be possible.
Well, I think I have to. I have to allow for that. And I think that we want to allow for that over the next 3 to 4 to 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I think about it.
I think I would say schedule it this year and then maybe do like travel insurance, like pay for the travel insurance and then get your refund. Because we'll know within the first few weeks of the season if Justin Fields took a leap. And then you'll have a good idea of whether or not you're going to need to cancel
that
trip.
God, that's so true.
Yeah, so
I schedule the January trip?
Or what's the latest you can book it?
You just want to do solo playoff shows.
I mean, I'm fine with it. can you schedule the January trip in October?
I could, conceivably, sure.
Just saying.
We're into the nitty-gritty.
Give yourself a few weeks,
my brother's schedule to think about.
Nobody cares about any of that, of course.
It's just...
I care about your optimism that the Bears could be in the Super Bowl so you can't go to the Bahamas.
That's why I brought it up. It is the Dominican, but thank you.
Dominican.
I would happily go to the Bahamas, but they don't play enough baseball.
Okay.
So, but
they do have casinos.
Dustin would love it. They put their little stadiums out in the water in the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's right.
How the hell do you get a stadium out of the water?
It's
even more interesting than that.
It's not. It's literally not.
Spoiler alert, not more interesting.
Couldn't be less interesting. We will answer a couple of questions for one last thing. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.